It's been a shit morning. It's taken me forever to get down here. Fucking signalling problems on the Victoria line is not what you want. The trains were only going as far as they're meant to go all the way to Brixton. They were going to Victoria. There was a huge amount of people on that train.
Oh, it was
so pissed off.
Spags only held us up for 2 hours.
I thought, well, you got as far as Victoria. At least at Victoria, you can go up and get a train down to Brixton from there.
Sure, so, the Worth will be worth it.
Yeah,
Wait, I know. Will be worth it.
Yeah. But here we are. We're all here now. It's a lovely day. Stuart's garden's finally finished, so we haven't got to look at those gardeners out there peering through the window at Ilona.
And looking stunning.
Yeah.
Not
the gardeners.
Not you, obviously.
The gardeners.
The gardeners looking very nice.
They didn't look stunning. No. Take it from us.
They weren't girl bait.
The garden for those sofa's very nice. Mm-hmm. We got ours in Aldi on the centre aisle, did you?
We've really kicked off well here. straight onto garden furniture from Aldi.
Moving on.
Yes.
Does look lovely.
Let's move on.
So, it's been a month.
It has been a month.
As usual.
It's gone very quickly.
Would you think so? I think people seem to quite... I don't know. People seem to quite like the once-a-month job, which is... I don't know how to take it, really, but I think
it's good.
It saves having to listen to you all the time. I met some friends of ours recently and they refused to listen to it, so they can fuck off. They're just, you know.
I've got a couple of family members like that who said they don't want to.
I don't want to listen to you every month.
No.
So I said, shove it up your arse.
Do you
then.
Think they could keep that as their inside voice?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just say it?
Yeah, that's right.
I just feel like, don't say anything.
Yeah. You've got nothing nice to say.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, I've got some nice things to say about you.
he didn't realise he was doing it.
After 3 years of telling us off and tapping and scritting, he's sitting here and scratching his thing. I was thinking,
continually since we started.
I'm sorry.
That's
a double standard.
You need a tissue.
You put fans all over your wife's nice table.
It's my it belongs 50% of it to me.
And now you've scraped the thing in order to get out to go and get a cloth.
It's your fault.
Do you know where the cloths are in that kitchen?
Should we restart?
No, we don't need to restart. It's all content. Stuart's gone off to get a cloth. And while Stuart's gone off to get a cloth, we should point out you've been on holiday again.
I have. I have been to Nice. So Sheena, lovely Sheena from here. Her and her husband were driving through the south of France and they asked if we wanted to go and join them for 4 days in Nice.
Right.
While they were there, and then they were kind of carry on. So we met lovely Airbnb in Nice on the top floor of this old building, glass all around, beautiful. And we decided the next day after we got there, we would go to Monaco.
Yeah.
Because we could get there by train. Really lovely. Came back.
Double-decker train along that line, isn't
it? Yes, it was great, actually. Yeah.
Well, sort of great. It's a bit shabby on the inside, isn't it,
I like the double-decker.
Yeah, the double-decker bit's good, isn't it? Yeah.
So, and then we got back had a lovely time, walked around the harbour, had a lovely lunch, bit of wine, came back about four-ish, having a cup of tea, just chilling out, and then we're going to get ready to go out for dinner. And Sheena said, Ilona, have you still got my Dyson hairdryer? And I said, no, I put it on your bed. She went, it's not there anymore. And I was like, okay. She went, and I can't find my makeup either. She went, no, I found my makeup. I was like, okay. She went, but I don't know where my jewellery is. And I said,
no.
Oh. So then I went to my backpack and my jewellery box is gone.
No.
And my brand new handbag that was still in the dust bag. That's
and
still
this
was
all from the hotel room?
All from the Airbnb. Top floor Airbnb. They had come in, nicked her Dyson, her jewellery, including her mum's wedding ring and earrings.
No.
And my jewellery. So here I am with
jewellery
three rings from my wedding engagement and nothing else because the scumbags nicked everything.
That's terrible, though.
It's horrible.
Yes. I'll be honest, I've never known anybody take their box of jewellery on holiday before. Is it because you went to the south of France?
No, I always take a little box of my jewellery. I mean, just not all of it. Particularly
valuable.
Have
you got any jewellery apart from a wedding
outfits.
Ring?
Different outfits.
That's
I wouldn't expect you to be going with necklaces and bracelets and earrings for different outfits and stuff like that.
So,
and my lovely Chanel bracelet. Oh, that was my killer because I'd really treated myself.
Was it all covered by holiday insurance?
Well, yeah, and amazing. The insurance, Saturday, sat down, filled out all the form, spoke to HSBC, who then directed to Aviva, the insurance company, put it all in. Some of the stuff I had receipts for, some of the other stuff didn't. Within an hour, bing, money added to our account.
Really?
Not even asking for a receipt, nothing.
Did they want the police report?
Bing. We had a police report, but they didn't ask for it.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
We didn't get as much, obviously, because then you've got £1,000 excess, which is bastards. But, so it was a bit of a horrible feeling, actually. So we ended up the next day at the police station having to list it all out. And it's a bit suspicious, really, that I think somebody knew that we were Airbnbers.
100%. Inside job. Easy peasy.
Absolutely. Because there's all these apartments on the way up to the third floor. They're all absolutely fine. And there was two security gates to get in, you know, outside and then
inside.
Next one. But it was just... I didn't want to stay there anymore. I just felt horrible.
Once that happens, when I went to Cannes last October, what was it, for the TV festival, there is stuff in all the hotels about this is a thief's paradise. And there was stuff all there. There's literally all the shops and all the hotels and all the B&Bs, stuff about be careful what you leave. There's thieves everywhere. Because
it's silly, really.
Down there, there's a lot of money to be made.
Yeah, and we went to Cannes as well. I think in a hotel, you put your passports. But the funny thing was, AJ's backpack was near my backpack, with passports, Sheena's iPad, cash. Didn't take any
of
that.
Didn't touch that, no.
Took the Dyson hairdryer. Right. Didn't take any of that.
Did they leave his Man City shirt?
Strangely, they did.
Didn't take it. Left it out on the bed, didn't take it.
So it's a bit rotten, really.
All I can say, Mrs. Wake, it's a bloody good job you didn't have Mrs. Simmons' Chanel collection.
Oh, my Lord, imagine? My legs go funny. Could you imagine?
No, I'm trying not to.
Try to persuade them that you had a collection of... Because, I mean, that's like the ultimate taking the piss, isn't it? Oh, I also had a lot of Chanel clothing.
Well,
really?
That happens a lot, Spag.
Yes.
It does
happen. A friend lent them to me. Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Some people would say, when I was cricketing for the first time when I was in Port Elizabeth, I'm sharing a flat with this bloke who's a pro from Derbyshire, and we got burgled quite a lot.
Right. Quite a lot.
I got burgled 3 or 4 times. They sort of bang on the door and ask for, you know, food, and if you weren't there, they'd break in and nick stuff. Mm. And it was terrible because obviously they nicked like camera, and I, you know, when I met Mandela and all this sort of stuff. And so they nicked quite a lot of really good stuff. Mm. But the person whose house we were staying, I was quite sensible. I said, I've had my camera nicked, I've had my Walkman nicked. I've had a bit of cash, which you don't get back.
Showing his age.
I know, this is how long ago. This is 1995, 96. And the bloke I was living with, he said, what have you had stolen? 6 pairs of Oakleys, 5 cricket bats, 4 Walkmans, 5 this. The list was like fucking enormous. And so the bloke just said, fuck off, James. So he paid mine out instantly, and he never gave him the money. He said,
don't take
the piss. Yeah. He said, you're taking the piss, so you're going to get nothing.
Yeah.
And he paid mine straight away, like yours. Paid mine straight away.
Yeah, it's funny because as soon as they paid straight away, I said to AJ,
we could have done this.
God, I should have added this, I should have done. He was like, no, you should have just been honest as you were. Because I thought, I could have added stuff. But yeah. So no, just going to have to start.
Oh, did. Was that quite
again?
Early in the
yes.
trip?
We so literally arrived the night before.
It then, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Did.
A bit?
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
did you go for the Grand Prix?
They were setting up for it. So that was brilliant to see it all set up. So we did that for the day. And then the next day we went to Cannes, which was good. We had the film festival was on.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
And so, yeah.
Did you go to Antibes? Did you go to Antibes?
No, we didn't.
All right.
Actually.
It's nice Antibes.
We did talk
really
about
nice.
That, actually.
Yeah,
and
lovely.
Then we had a day. And then we came home. We were only 4 days. And then they were going to carry on with
it. Did you like Monaco?
Yes, I did.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I've been there before, and I was in a drunken blur the last time.
I sort of liked it. I like it for the views. And I quite like... Did you go into the casino there?
Yeah.
Just have a bit of a nose
around.
Just have
a little bit of a look.
And I quite like the views, you know.
Yes.
But I suppose I've got nothing in common
with Monte Carlo.
It's a bit
like Vegas, isn't it?
It's a bit of people watching. A bit of people watching.
Yeah.
I thought the...
A lot of plastic surgery going on there.
Life,
you can spot them a mile off.
They all start looking the same.
Yeah. The these cheekbones up there, all then sunken.
Yeah.
But if you like cars and you think, oh wow, look, there's a you know, a 300 grand Ferrari, oh look, there's a 300 grand Lambo or whatever. And then after 5 minutes it's like, oh well, another Ferrari.
We went along Aston. And looked at all the big yachts, and the owner of Zara's yacht was unbelievable. So that's quite interesting to do that. And then I've been to Paris as well since I went to the South of France. Paris. Yeah. And
with
one thing I noticed, yes. One thing I noticed in Paris, and you might appreciate this, there's a lot of people not wearing bras.
Oh,
yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
Hello, Martin, you're here, are you?
You haven't said a word since you started and suddenly he's perked up.
A lot of girls are all wearing white top, and I said to my friend Marco, and I said, is it me? And he said, oh, yeah, it's been about a couple of years now, then they haven't been wearing
bras. Is it a women's lib thing?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of them are younger. They're not like... I think I was driving up Linfield High Street just now and I saw this woman. I thought, oh, she's pregnant. It was a massive boobs. They were so low. And it made me chuckle. But, I mean, they are pretty young and pretty gorgeous and what have you, and little vest tops. And yeah, but I didn't notice
a lot of
that.
So when were you over there? Were you over there whilst the French Open was on? Were you there last week?
Yes.
And you didn't try and get grand passes and go in or anything?
No, I didn't realise it was
She's looking at all the girls with the tits out.
I was looking at boobs and we were looking at apartments because my friend's looking to buy an apartment.
Hang on a minute. You weren't there on Saturday night, were you? Where it all kicked off after the Champions League final.
No, I went... So I came back from Nice, then I had a day and then I went the Saturday till Thursday.
Right. They're mad over there, aren't they? They were saying on the radio, a few of the commentators were saying that they weren't going to come in on that day because the Champions League last year, PSG got in the Champions League final and won it and rioted. I don't know what they'd do if they lost the bloody thing, but they all rioted, and they said it was just horrific on the underground or the metro, trying to get to and from the place with the whole city kicking off. Just, I don't know what's wrong with these people.
Things be
just
with
French.
A driver.
It is, yeah.
They need a driver.
Of course you had a driver, didn't you? Yeah. Yeah.
Did he have his tits out?
No.
Did your friend have her tits out?
No.
Are you fluent in Franglais?
Little. Yeah, no. I'm pretty rubbish. In fact, I was a bit embarrassed when someone said, did you learn French at school? So,
no.
Yeah, no. I don't do a lot of...
I've been in the Czech Republic since we were last in. Yeah, it was really good, actually. It was much better than I was expecting because the current Mrs. Velasco was going away with her friend on a tennis coaching holiday. And I'd meant to go over to the Czech Republic to see a colleague I used to work with. He was one of my deputies. And I've been saying to him, oh, I'll come over and see. He doesn't live in Prague. He lives sort of in the north of the country. So I went over there on the Thursday and had a bit of time on my own to do some touristy stuff, you know, guided tour around the city and all that sort of thing. And then he turned up on the Friday evening after he finished work, and we went to the very north of the country, right on the Polish border, and we climbed up the Czech Republic's highest mountain.
Wow.
That was quite tiring for me, and my calves felt it for about a week afterwards. But that was really good. He was moaning. The Czechs aren't so keen on the poles, and this mountain shares a bit of land with Poland. Well, it doesn't share it, but you go up on the Czech side and then you end up on the last bit going up through Poland, and he was moaning about that the whole way up. And then on the second day we went right down to the other side of the country, to the Austrian border.
All right.
And it's all lovely down there as well. And we went to a medieval city down there whose name I can't remember. I might look it up at some point. But it was like going to somewhere like Tallinn. But it was really lovely. So I'd recommend it. But I'll tell you what depressed me when I was over there was, you know, we did a lot of travelling from the north to the south of the country. So we're going along this moat. Everywhere you go, they're building infrastructure out there. You know, they've got motorways being built and they're adding to railways and all that. And it's so when you look at it, you think this is all the EU doing this, and we decided to leave it. And you look at what's going on in that country, and you just think, oh, the EU's bloody fantastic.
Booming. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But the funny thing is, he said that all the Czechs are moaning because they're a bit concerned that Bosnia and places like that are going to get in the EU. And then the Czechs then have to put more money into the EU to pay for the Bosnian infrastructure. And I'm saying to him, Well, that's the whole point. That's the whole way it works, mate. You know, the Germans and the French put in a load of money so that your infrastructure gets brought up to date. And then when another country comes into it, that's what you'll have to do. He had a face like a slapped arse, which he said is the Czech way.
Mm-hmm. Have you been away?
I've not been away, so I'll have to pass on this.
Really. No, likewise. Mm. I've been to Brighton and London.
Oh, well,
that's
done.
It. Huh. That is it.
What were you doing in there?
Brighton, I was there for cricket. And unfortunately, London, I was there for football.
Are we allowed to talk about it?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
We're not allowed to talk about the Premier League. We can talk about the Champions League in just a small way. You know, I don't want to get...
Did you love that?
I did love it, yeah. I have to say, I found the whole thing really stressful. Mm. What I can't understand, and you'll have to just fog over all this, Martin.
Don't worry.
What I can't understand is why a club would spend £1 billion on players and then adopt Sam Allardyce's tactics from 20 years ago. Why would you do that? You're a football coach, Stuart. Why would you do that?
Yes, it's very hard. It was such a bit side game, bits I did watch. It was a really hard watch. It's not good to watch.
I can't understand it.
I think they think because obviously if they give them a load of space, PSG will run riot, and so they just block the space off. But it's a shit watch. But so many finals are. I thought Arsenal would win.
4-4-2, two big blokes up top, and they were just lumping balls into the box, hoping for a knockdown.
I really hate football at the moment.
I think me and Loney are going to have to call a hard stop on this.
No,
this is like listening to Spag reading off his shit heavy metal band.
We don't know who's died yet.
A word of the last minute of the conversation.
FA Cup final.
I did go to the FA Cup final.
Did you?
And the... I went to the semi-final
as well.
You went
to the League Cup final,
and then I went to the Carabao Cup.
Carabao, that's the same thing.
So, yeah, I kind of...
So just the three visits this year.
Just three visits.
Mm-hmm. I go to Wembley to see concerts.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, I've got Bruno Mars coming up actually in July.
I'm going to Harry.
Oh, I saw Harry a couple of years ago.
I'm going to Harry.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to OMD.
We are going to OMD. Hampton Court again. And Super Sean.
I'm going to Celine Dion in Paris.
Is that with your groomer? With your groomer?
She's not a groomer, she's my friend. But I'm going to see Celine Dion. Oh, that would be fantastic. I'm so excited.
Have you
about
seen
that.
Her being interviewed?
No.
I know she's got this stiff person syndrome, hasn't she? Something like that. So I don't want to be too down on her. But I mean, she speaks so strangely. And I went to see my daughter.
It sounds like bloody Hermann Göring.
She sounds like
strange analogy, Celine Dion, Hermann Göring.
It'll be interesting to see if she can still belt them out like she used to.
I don't think she's going to be too energetic around stage, though. She's got this stiff syndrome.
But she was brilliant at the end of the Olympics, though, wasn't she?
Not exactly going to bounce around like Mick Jagger, is she?
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
Well, I'm still excited to go. And I've got Les Mis at the Albert Hall in June as well. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, we remember you booking that.
Yes.
The stress. Can you believe that stress? It's coming up, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got Love Rocks at the end of... Not the end of the month, actually, in a couple of weeks' time.
Hmm.
Yeah. Very good. That was a lot less, probably, than Celine Dion. I'm now clicking around with a pen.
You really are clicking.
What's going on with you?
You've got some sort of...
It's because you're actually behaving yourself and not banging the table today. I don't know what's going on. Don't do that.
I'm
going to Love Rocks, which will be fantastic. You won't have heard of any of the bands who are playing, so I'm not even going to bother talking
about them. Please don't tell them. Who's died recently?
Yes. Ah, right. Okay. Well, sadly, not many people.
It's always disappointing when that happens.
Need to get a move on and snuff it.
Yeah.
To give us a bit more
to talk about. One person.
Oh, you'll be surprised. There's a few more people on the list than you realise.
Okay.
Go on, Stu, you're first.
Oh.
Very sadly, I met her on the top of Table Mountain a few years ago.
Did she? Was she the colour of a polished conker?
She may well have been the very, very...
Can you say that?
The very... He just has. The very, very lovely Judith Chalmers.
So you can.
Oh. You definitely can.
Yeah,
she was 93, wasn't she?
She was very old.
Yeah, she was. And famous for the one thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just going around on holiday.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got a job, what a job.
Her son is the presenter, isn't he? Is it Ed Chamberlain?
Is he?
That's her son.
I didn't know that.
That is her son. Mm. See, you've learned something new today. There you go. That you can regale at another time.
Oh, yeah. Is he still... He used to be on Sky all the time, didn't he?
I can't remember seeing him for a while. And John Virgo, the snooker player, commentator.
Mr. Big Break.
Or whatever it was called, Big Break.
Yeah,
he died.
I thought he'd gone before the last one, hadn't he?
I don't believe so.
MJK.
Yes.
MJK Smith, he's gone.
Cricketer.
Cricketer.
Yes.
Me and Loney switch off.
Yep.
Next.
Scott Hastings, that was very sad.
Scott the rugby player.
Was sad.
Scott Hastings,
the rugby player.
Yeah, that's very sad. He's gone.
He was young, wasn't he?
He was way too young. Yeah. And Len Dayton, the spy author.
Yeah.
Ipcris Files, he died.
Right.
And two people, a bloke called Michael Keating, who was in Blake 7.
Who was scraping the barrel seven? Era.
We he are scraping the barrel this useless, month, aren't we? One of them, I can't remember what his name is. He was also on EastEnders, apparently. He was the one who was a bit hopeless. That's not age well, Blake 7. Yes.
The Ditherer, yes. The oddball.
Yes, that's the one. Yeah, Blake 7. It was on the other day. It's written not at all, is it? And a bloke called Derek Martin, who was one of Charlie Slater in EastEnders.
The dad.
He died apparently.
And Peter Simpson, he died, the former Arsenal centre half, part of the double winning side from 1971, partner Frank McClintock. I remember him from my football cards. Didn't like him, of course. He was Arsenal, but clearly.
And apparently, one of the members of Doctor Hook.
Yeah, Dennis LeQuarrie.
Oh
wow! He also sounds like an author.
Not the one with the eye patch.
Right.
The one who sung "When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman." Yeah, him. Yeah.
What about "Sexy Eyes"?
Yeah, yeah, what he sang that as well. I'm not going to sing that.
Any other Doctor Hook?
Sylvia's
songs?
Mother.
Can't think of
Sylvia's
any.
Mother said, "She's got catching the 9 o'clock train."
Someone stop him!
Stop him now! Must be time for a break. Yeah, surely, for God's sake, someone touch that button
more.
It's just like having Spotify sitting next to you to your left.
Shazam.
And on that bombshell, having said no one had died, you two have just reeled off a list of about 10 people.
Yeah, so there was more people than we realised.
Yeah. Yeah, Ted Turner died as well, didn't he?
Oh, he did, yeah.
From Turner Classic Movies. Yes. Used to be the...
Mr. Jane Fonda.
The husband of Jane Fonda.
Lucky,
I'm not entirely sure. I mean, Jane Fonda was very attractive. What she saw in multi-billionaire Ted Turner.
Yeah.
She said
I'm
he
not
was...
Sure.
Apart from me, because obviously she never met us.
The guy with the moustache.
Silver hair.
Silver
hair moustache, yeah.
Oh, he died.
He was very old.
Yeah, he must have been.
He's very
87.
Old.
87.
She said of all the people she had married, he was her favourite.
Right, man, that's up against a lot of competition, isn't it?
There's about 4 or 5 of them, I believe.
Oh. Yeah, so
anybody
there
else?
You go. No, okay. That's it. Celebrity snuffed it. That's all we've got this month. More come on, celebs. Pull your finger out.
Hurry up.
Or pull the plug out.
Yeah,
one of the
exactly.
two.
It was like, that reminds me of that, there was a letter in Viz a few months ago where somebody said, I looked in my neighbour's recycling bin and there was hardly anything in it, whereas mine is absolutely full up with wine and beer bottles. Come on, neighbours, do your best for the environment. So there we are. So that celebrity snuffed it.
Very good.
We're going to go off for a break. Amazingly enough, we've talked about fuck all there, and it's taken 23 minutes.
For a change.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So we're going to go off for a break, and then we're going to work out what the bleeding hell's going on next.
Yet again, interrupting. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yet again.
Another false start.
Yeah.
Loney and Stu have broken out the Magnums.
And I was we are
sponsored now by Magnum.
Oh, that's very good.
We're now sponsored by Magnum.
What flavour are you on?
I'm going for the double gold caramel billionaire.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
It's the ice cream of the summer.
I didn't see that one.
He hid that from you as he was showing you the different flavours,
Loney. You'll believe how many ice creams he's got in his freezer, honestly.
What's your flavour?
This is just almond.
That's so basic compared to the one that Stuart's got.
I've got Magnum Envy because I saw his caramel one. Yeah, it is lovely still. It's delicious.
Magnums, they're definitely better than the supermarket own brand, aren't they?
Mm, oh, God, yeah.
You wouldn't get these from Aldi. No. Now,
do you treat yourself to those?
I do, yeah.
Go on, let your hair down. So, it's been a very, very bad week for a few people. Clearly, it's been a very bad week for me as West Ham United supporter, but it's been an even worse week for Mr. and Mrs. Sturgeon. Mr. Sturgeon, because it's been proved that he's a little bit of a tea leaf, and Mrs. Sturgeon, because everyone thinks that the Jimmy Cranky lookalike is a fucking liar.
She's younger than me.
The thing about her, I can't decide whether I don't know whether she had no. I suspect she had no idea.
Yeah.
Because it happened over 12 years. And if the leader of the party thought any time over 12 years her husband was pulling 40 grand a year out of the funds, I think she'd have done something to stop it. But what worries me is that she had no idea that somebody who was supposed to be a man of the people can see all of these things. Not a man of the people, a woman of the people, can see all these things happening. And it just goes over the top of her head completely.
She did know.
Of course she did.
Yes. She was reported as having been to the mother-in-law's house where this motorhome was parked.
To be fair, that motorhome was only 25 feet by 9 feet and weighed 3.5 tonnes.
And cost £115,000.
But the other talk is that as leader of the SNP, she would have been overall responsible for the finances of the party. And there were people pushing for an investigation or at least someone looking into it because someone thought there were shenanigans going on, and she resisted.
What did she say to every single question she was asked by the police?
She said no comment.
She said no comment to every single
and
question.
And that's got guilt written all over it,
I should say.
She didn't
interview her. Bang her up.
Get out of my pub.
Bang her up.
And of course, the thing, you see, I just find now, I don't like her at all, but I just find it hard to believe that she would have tried to sweep it under the carpet.
Yeah. I find it hard to believe that she wouldn't. She couldn't have known. What would you do?
Well, I find it hard to believe that she couldn't. I know what you mean.
What would you do if Jane turned up and you said, "Excuse me, Jane, where did that Jaguar come from?" Outside on the drive. Yeah, where's the Jaguar come from?
Yeah, I genuinely think that she had, that, like a lot of politicians, she just lives in a world of her own and genuinely.
Not the funny
and
thing.
The brain must be very busy. I mean, she's got a lot
going on.
I thought the funny thing was that Ian Stone, the comedian,
comedian. Quite funny,
he's very funny. I watched him last night. He said, "I think it's really funny that the Sturgeons have bought a £115,000 camper van, his mobile camper van." He said, "Let's face it, Nicola, that's your only ever chance of real independence."
Well, it's also that she's, because of course she's so divisive as well, isn't she? I mean, you know, 45% of the country up there loved her. The other lot absolutely hated her. And so they're just going to be gunning for her, aren't they? I mean, they're just desperately going to want her to go down, I think. But I think the police have already said there's no case to answer.
Well, I suspect if he's admitted 40,000 or 400,000, it's probably double that. Which is most fraud things are. This is what I'll admit.
You seem to be very up on what's fraud and what isn't.
I read a lot about this. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think, sorry. Oh, man of the people, guilty as charged.
It's the two hairdryers, and he's as bald as a billiard ball, isn't he?
It's the salt and pepper shakers.
Yeah.
What the actual fuck?
Two grand each
for salt and pepper shakers. What the fuck?
You could get, every time you needed that, you could get an Italian waiter to pop round, couldn't you, with a big wooden one for you.
Should be cheaper.
Yeah.
And it's also been a very bad week for our friend of the show, avid listener, Andrew Manban Windsor.
Oh, no. What's he done now?
Well, he hasn't done anything this time, I don't believe, than the shenanigans he's pulled before. It's that it's been revealed that all the emails purporting to his behaviour as an envoy and all the financial stuff that went with it, all the emails were sent to the royal family 6 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, so and actually, they've
got
trouble,
all the information already. So someone's either buried it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So either the Queen, it was either kept away from the Queen or the Queen knew about it, whichever
side you want
to take.
So they can blame it on the Queen.
No.
Or not blame it on the Queen.
Yeah, but they can't because she's dead.
But this now isn't drags the royal family down to the same shitty level as Mr. Windsor.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah,
like,
because
completely
they obviously
complicit,
knew about it.
Knew about it. Did shit all about it.
And just covered it away. Now, there's all the stuff about, obviously, you know, obviously Mummy's got Andrew a job and all that sort of stuff, but that's not the first time that happens. That's not a big surprise. But all the financial stuff that they were obviously very aware about, completely denied, and now it's come home to roost that they've had all the information and have obviously just covered it up, hoping it would never come out.
Yeah, they'll blame it on a member of staff, won't they?
Yeah, the Lord such and such.
Hopefully they'll have a member of staff who was employed at the time and is no longer employed.
Or
and they can just say it was him.
Yes, they died 6 years ago, I'm afraid. Mm.
he's just going to keep coming, isn't it, that stuff? Until, do you think he'll end up in prison?
Oh, I do. I predicted it on this podcast about 4 or 5 months ago. And you lot were going, no, they will never unprince him. He will never go to jail. Well,
I don't think he'll go to jail.
I
think he will.
I'm sitting squarely on the fence about whether he goes to jail. I think he's guilty as fuck. But whether he will actually go to jail is another thing. Mm. Don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm a 50-50 on that one, Mark.
Okay.
I'm a 50-50. Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be lots of new emails out today or something about...
PT Mandelson, yeah, more stuff's coming out about him.
So the government's in very much a similar position as the royal family here, which is that due to further investigations, a new tranche of messages and emails are being made public, which now involves Peter Mandelson swapping personal, supposedly, WhatsApp messages with ministers and the like. It's going to get dirty, it's going to get mucky, and it's not going to be good for the Labour Party.
No, it's going to be very, very bad. But, of course, in America... still no news.
No.
Still nothing in America.
No, it's all, everything's come to a bit of a standstill in America, isn't it?
Yes.
Everything to do with America is stuck in the Strait of Hormuz, isn't it? The whole thing.
Well, yeah.
Everything is stuck.
It's complete and utter mess.
He is. Have you seen his latest tweets and things? He has completely and utterly lost the plot.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's amazing. He's having his 80th birthday celebrations, isn't he? And he's put up a UFC fighting ring on the in the White House grounds.
Yes,
and that's going to be the entertainment.
That's right.
And his people had booked a load of American pop stars in inverted commas. So these are mostly people you haven't heard of, and of course they're all pulling out one by one.
Exactly.
And he's gone bonkers about
that.
He's
thrown his Trump toys out of the pram, and he's going, right, we're not having the concert.
Yeah, yeah. And he is going to be the entertainment, isn't he?
That's right. That's what he said.
Do you know how many times on average he puts a message out on his True Social thing?
I saw a list of it the other night.
Do you know how on average per day since he's been president?
No.
22 tweets, 22 messages a day he puts out at all times of the day on average. So
loads
overnight.
That's
an average of 22.
America as a country has been utterly hijacked by this single person, and it's a complete failure of their political system that they have allowed someone like this, a complete madman, to take over their country in this way. And there's literally nothing that they can do about it under the current political makeup. Yeah. And it's a mess. They're a laughingstock.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, well, it's brilliant until it affects us to a degree,
I'm
isn't it?
Being flippant, it's awful. I mean, people are dying because of it. It's actually terrible.
I think the next 6 months are going to be whether we're in a disaster movie or not, aren't they? Because if they actually hold the midterms and there's no gerrymandering and they can actually hold them and do something about him, then fine. But if he somehow manages to either postpone them, cancel them, you know, just gerrymander the results, then the world's in a lot of trouble, I think. Because they need this opportunity to get him out.
Yeah.
Well, they won't be able to get him out, but to stop him
They'll be able to control him,
you know.
Yeah.
But thankfully, your friend David and Victoria, they're now worth a billion.
I've got that written down somewhere. 1.165 billion pounds. Now
thank God for the 0.165 of that billion.
And you just think, where are they getting it all from?
From his football, is it, in Miami?
He has had a revaluing of his estate, and his Inter Miami is worth a lot more money than I thought it was.
Oh. And has she made a profit yet?
She's done well. She's doing much better than she was. Her makeup does really well now.
Her makeup does.
Her makeup does.
Is her makeup good?
I don't know. Apparently it is. One of her eyeliners sells every
Simmons,
few seconds.
Mrs. Simmons got a personal letter from Victoria.
No.
She did.
Did she?
She did. A personal little postcard. Kisses, VB.
Why?
From the dress.
Because she bought a very nice dress.
That's right.
And she wrote it out, did she? It's not printed.
Shut your face now. Don't you cast any aspersions on The close bond between Vicky and Jackie.
Yeah, sure, she sat down. Oh, must do.
Must write to Jackie.
Yeah. No, I'm not taking it away from Jackie. If she has a VB dress,
I'm sorry.
Fair dues.
I'm sorry. I'm
No. I mean, you could make it a bit of disloyalty.
She'd just get somebody else to write the whole thing out for her. She could.
Yeah. But I'm wondering how much a Billy. I'm wondering how much a billion is, because an English,
it's 1,000 million.
In America, a billion is a million million.
No, it isn't.
It is two different things in the US and the UK.
It's not a million million.
I think not?
No,
Google
no, no.
Is.
There's no way that Elon. If so, Elon Musk would be worth 1,000 million million. I think there's more money in the whole of the country
coming up.
Can we go back to the Victoria Beckham dress that Jackie's bought? Before we go on to that, while you do that, she's bought one. What's the occasion? Anything?
Just bought one.
Because we were talking about it when we were in South Africa.
I'd say it's very nice.
Is it?
Yeah. It's very nice.
Yeah. Oh. Well, the Beckhams are doing well, but they still don't have their oldest son on board, do they?
Well, tough shit. You know, I mean, it is, isn't it? If you're going to just behave the way they behave, it's just tough shit. You can't have everything, can you?
I think he needs a bit of a slap.
I mean, apparently now they're really monetizing.
Oh, you've changed your tune.
I have changed my
tune.
They're
monetizing their daughter, aren't they? Enormously, aren't
they?
Yeah, they monetized a lot of them.
Yeah.
What's the other fucking dumb kid they've got?
Cruise, he's doing music.
The other one's now doing a fashion line.
When you say doing music, does this music just involve a computer and a couple of.
No, he's playing the guitar.
He's actually not a bad guitar. Yeah, he's got a band and everything. But the other one's doing some fashion line. That was all splashed across social media a couple of days. Somebody is Googling.
Okay, we're both right.
Sorry?
can't both be right. In the past,
right.
I was right.
They were different. Yeah.
Now it's been equalised.
Right, I see.
And a billion is now, what did you say?
A thousand million.
1,000 million. Yeah. Correct.
See, I think that, but I don't think people quite realise how much bigger $1 billion or £1 billion is compared to a million. You know, when you hear of somebody being worth 200 billion, I think they can't quite actually grasp the fact that's 200,000 million pounds. It's just mind-boggling, isn't it? Absolutely mind-boggling. I looked at, when I was looking at this thing about the rich list, I did notice that, in fact, I think something, hang on a minute, I've lost my notes here. Yeah, I think something like only... You only need 13 people in Britain to have 200 billion, which is more than the NHS costs a year.
Mm.
And that's 13 people have got that much money.
Such is modern life.
Yeah, yeah.
In reality.
I know. Yeah. It's just ludicrous, isn't it?
I've got a bit of a revelation.
Oh, go on.
I haven't told any of my family about this, so this is a Homer Potts Happy Hour exclusive.
Dun,
right?
Dun, dun.
I've been thinking lately that I was holding a bit of weight. So, I've started taking Wegovy.
Wegovy, whatever.
That's
it's
the
called.
One. Yeah,
have you?
I can't even say it. Yes, I have.
My friend took that in the States. She lost 5.5 stone.
Did she?
Yeah.
Martin, you don't need to lose 5.5 stone, mate.
Well, no, I don't. I mean, you know, it might sound like
you'll
I'm a bit fixated.
You'll look very ill if you lose 5.5 stone.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be doing that. Don't worry.
Yeah, good.
Listen. My weight is 107 kilograms, which in old money
What's
is
that?
17 stone. And that's quite a lot, I think. Because underneath this loose-fitting shirt, you might think there is a lithe Romanesque body going on. But in fact, there's a bit of pork down here.
Right.
And this is what I would like to...
for now.
This is what I would like to get rid of. So I've literally started taking it. Now, I've had only one dose, and you inject it, and you start on what they call a microscopic dose, and it's to allow your body supposedly
to get used to this.
Yeah. What is a natural hormone that occurs in the body, and you're giving yourself extra portions of that.
Did your doctor prescribe this, or did you
Negative.
Buy it from somewhere?
Positive.
Oh.
I got. Yeah,
did you get from a vape shop in Harston?
Were you prescribed this by the internet?
He injected me down a back alley. Was that wrong?
It sounds horrendous.
Was this from Dr. Internet?
It's legit.
It's a legit.
It is legit because I had to fill in a questionnaire.
Right. Well, that's it. It's very expensive. It's $22.99 a month.
The prices have gone up, haven't they? Significantly.
Yeah. Have they? Yes. I mean, I don't know. It's I haven't really been comparing.
Demand,
but actually, I had to provide a video of them, of myself, and of a set of scales of me standing on it. So they and proof of my ID. So they had, they were required proof that I was who I said I was, mm-hmm. and that I was the weight I said I was.
Right.
And actually, I easily fall within the parameters of being prescribable for right. this because at
what's your
BMI?
Yeah, your BMI
is I'm just under 6 foot and at 107 kilograms. My BMI is 22.
Well, no,
that's 32.
Oh, sorry, 32.
Which does put me quite easily in the obese category.
Right. That,
and
yeah.
actually, kind of the reason I'm doing it is partly because I've got quite dodgy knees, and to lose some weight would be beneficial for me.
Yeah.
My table tennis would be much more proficient if I wasn't carrying this belly around. And I just think overall, for losing weight as a general thing, if you're a bit over, has got to have multiple health benefits.
Yeah.
So I'm just having a go. And
are you just in interest?
Yeah.
And I'm not judging you at all.
No,
really.
No.
But because the
judging
way,
coming up,
judging score 10 out of 10.
The way that it works is it suppresses your appetite, doesn't it?
It does.
Now I've said to a few friends of ours recently that I might have said it to you, Stuart, I find it incredibly difficult to lose weight now unless I almost starve myself. I mean, literally, yeah. I don't think I would lose weight with the amount of movement I do with much more than 1,500 bloody calories a day these days. Mm. And as you get older, you see, it becomes more and you've got to move more and you need like to move weights and stuff, don't you? So I wonder whether you actually thought of just starving yourself for a bit rather than paying for
eating less and
a junk
moving
to
more.
Make you starve yourself? Or do you find it very difficult?
I find it difficult. Oh, I must say, right. I've tried the sort of restricted calorie thing where for 5 days you eat normally, for 2 days you eat supposedly 600 calories or less. I found it incredibly difficult to be hungry and I was constantly failing at that, you know, just eating more than 600 calories because that's next to nothing actually.
Isn't it?
You know? But the other thing about me is that, you know, I've been playing table tennis 2 or 3 times a week for about the last 8 years. I mean, that's about 6 hours of exercise every week for that number of years. And I'm not really losing weight of it. So I think possibly this extra boost might sort of tip the scales in the right direction.
How long have you been using it?
Literally 1 week. I've only had one dose.
Do you feel like it's because I noticed you turned down an ice cream? Is that because you didn't fancy it?
I haven't got a massive sweet tooth, but
right.
They start you on this microscopic dose. So I'm at the moment had one dose of 0.25 milligrams, okay? The effective dose that you build up to is 2.5 milligrams, and that's kind of the working dose that people who are achieving sort of lots of weight loss would be on. So I'm on 1/10 of that dose. And again, this is just like starting you off, making sure you're not allergic, etc. But they call it a subclinical dose, means that it wouldn't really be having any enormous effect on you, although there are people who are known apparently as hyper responders, and so these people, even on this very small dose, their body starts to react in a way as if they were on a much higher dose.
Right.
And so I haven't noticed any, you know, any difference at all. But, you know, this is 5, 6 days.
You still feel hungry at dinner time.
I'm still eating quite normally. You saw the breakfast I had. I sent you a picture of it.
It's very disappointing.
Healthier than my breakfast.
There, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And have you got a goal weight?
Not particularly, no. I mean, you know, I don't want to end up looking thin, let's put it that way. I just want to lose a bit of fat.
No danger of that, Mark.
So rude.
That was unnecessary and uncalled for, Martin.
Don't bloody take his side. Well, let's hope.
I shall report back.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. Good luck.
Thank you, my weight loss journey.
Good for you.
So, do they add a few sit-ups and exercise bikes in?
Well, they say you shouldn't be taking Wegovy, unless you are actively exercising, because it involves, unless you are, you end up losing a lot of your muscle mass, actually.
Yeah.
That's one effect of the drug as well. So you need to be active and exercising at the same time as taking.
And do they give you any dietary advice?
To eat a lot of protein.
Eat a lot of protein,
because
that's sort of
That's what
they
say.
The muscle wasting, wasn't it? I
guess, yeah.
And did they do Wegovy and Ozempic and what's the other one?
Mounjaro.
Yeah. Is it all the same drug, just different?
No, they're different. They act in slightly different ways.
And why did you go with Wegovy?
It's cheaper.
Excellent.
Thank you.
That's right up my street, that is.
Spag will be with me next month doing the same thing.
Yeah. So when you two come back in a month's time, you've both got glistening six packs. And we're talking about, my six pack is like this.
Oh, well, that's a really
I'm
good reason.
I'm astounded by the amount of people who are doing it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I almost can't believe that people aren't on it now. Mm. And now you see people that you've known. You know, there are people I know have always been a bit overweight and then they'll lose a bit and, you know, and are often saying, I'm just trying to lose a bit of weight. But in the last year, I've seen people who, to my mind, have been naturally, natural units, are suddenly really slim. And you think, oh,
you're on it.
You're on definitely it. On it. Yeah.
You're on it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with being on it because they look so much better usually. Yeah. But it is interesting how, you know, some people have always been large and then they get much smaller. And if it works, it works. I don't know. I suppose I haven't gone far enough to know anybody who it's really worked well for and they've lost a lot of weight who have then come off it. Because they say, don't they?
And that is what happened to my friend in the States.
Yo-yo diet, isn't
it? So she lost a lot of weight. And she was getting it on her health insurance and then they wouldn't cover it anymore. Yeah. So she couldn't afford it. And then it was creeping up. So, yeah. And I think she might have managed. She was asking me if I could get it for her over here, actually. Oh. But I haven't spoken to her in a bit, so I don't know where she is with it. But I know that it crept on pretty quickly.
Right.
But,
I think... I don't know. I just think that I'm fannying around with that again.
God, what is wrong with you today?
I don't know what's going on.
Spag's got the jittery yips today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I was listening to a lady being interviewed on Radio 4 and they were talking about weight loss and she used to be large and now she's not anymore. I don't think this is related to weight loss drugs, but she was making the comment how enormously different she was treated once she had lost weight compared to how she was treated when she was a much larger person. And effectively, she became, in her own words, much more successful, much more nicely treated by people, which is rather shameful, isn't it? You know, that larger people get dismissed as a generality in society just because they're large. Mm. Yeah. I think it's a shame.
Yeah, it is a pity.
Yeah, I think. And that hasn't happened to you.
Well, to be honest, all four of us sat round this table. No one would look at us and think we were of the larger persuasion, I don't think.
Just for a second, I thought you were going to go down the line. I think I'm more fucking not be taking
this. This table know exactly how these people feel.
It may be many things, but that's not one of them, son.
No, I know. It is tricky, isn't it? Especially in the media as well.
Yeah.
Because what was the name of that?
Well, there was the performer CMAT, who I don't know particularly.
It sounds like a washing machine.
She performed at the Radio 1 Big Weekend. And unlike all the other performers who were lauded for their wonderful performances, CMAT, who's a larger lady, was subject to horrific abuse on socials, which caused her to have to actually write something to defend herself. And she basically said, as a wonderful, skillful performer that I am sick and tired of having to even respond to these derogatory comments that I'm subject to on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. Yeah. And for her, it's been going on for years.
Were these comments on social media or were they by journalists who were...
Oh, no, I think we're talking in social media, so this would be members of the public chewing
never,
her out.
You'll never stop that, though.
Well, no, you
because
won't.
The whole
won't.
World of social media is full of fuckwits, isn't it?
You are right about that.
Sorry, Stuart.
Spag's just been decanned and deep end.
God,
you blimey. We're going to tie his hands behind his back in a minute.
I apologise, Alex.
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
Maybe I'm doing that on purpose to see how irritating you find
it. We're just going to have to go and get the oven gloves and tape them together for you.
I don't know who she is at all.
I don't really, but I mean, apparently she's very good.
She's very good. Jackie likes her. In New York. Yes, it's great. She really likes her. Yeah, she's good.
Did you see a picture of Kelly Osbourne last couple of days?
Tell us.
That girl is ill, isn't she?
I'll try and find you a picture.
Yeah, but so's Mummy Osborne.
Has she got thinner? Is that what it is?
Horrific.
But Sharon Osborne looks bloody dreadful.
As well. They're all doing it.
So bad.
That whole family. Yeah.
It's like you don't need to do it.
And then creepily, they're putting an AI Ozzy Osbourne up in Birmingham.
Yeah, I know.
Now, that's weird. What's going on with this family?
Yeah.
It's like the bloody Adams family.
Is it the family who are doing it? I assumed it was the council.
No, because Jack was defending the AI representation. Right. So clearly it has had some family involvement and Jack felt the need to defend it.
That would be the weirdest thing, wouldn't it? I know they can do it now, but if I suddenly saw an AI thing and my dad on telly or something, I would think, God, that is so odd.
That's terrible.
Loney has just showed me a picture of Kelly Osbourne, and it's shame we're not on.
Oh,
we're,
no.
It's a shame we're not on on
that's
picture.
Terrible,
but
isn't it?
She is anorexically thin to the highest degree. It looks dangerous and it looks horrible.
So yeah, and the thing looks good, but it doesn't. It's like Sharon Osbourne looks terrible.
Yeah,
she's a gaunt.
And when
belief.
You get situations like that, it's that fine line, isn't it, between saying you look absolutely terrible, so you need to do something about it, but absolutely terrible because of your health as well, isn't it? You know, and that's what's so very difficult when it comes to people who are really big, because it is bad for your health, but it's the way that you approach it, isn't it? You know, if you're just abusive to somebody and say, oh, you're fat, then that's not good enough, is it? But you know, but it's obviously no good for your health if you are very overweight,
especially if you're a 1970s PE teacher. you
I've
have to be
seen,
a little bit more sensitive now.
I've just seen a headline about Married at First Sight's golden couple that are split up. That's devastating. Oh. But I think we might need to discuss.
Yeah,
Married at First Sight.
They're in the bad books.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
I know.
They?
That's
I won't
been,
be watching that again.
I mean, but when you look at it, and you, it's sort of shocking. You think, well, whoever imagined that that would be a problem? You know. I mean, it's incredible.
It was a rape waiting to happen.
Throwing people together like that.
Yeah.
And then, two people just happen to go together. They've never met each other. Yeah. And they get married. And then they film it to see if any problems arise.
I know.
And ex-employees on that programme have described the toxic working environment there, with the film crews taking bets on who would shag first.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, with this production company claiming that they have gold standard levels of welfare care is obvious bollocks.
Yeah.
Because amongst their own employees and the production crew, there was disgusting behaviour going on. And if they had such high levels of welfare, they would have stamped on that straight away.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I mean, they probably think they've got high standards of welfare, and you sign a thing saying we're going to do this, and you know, we're going to allow you to do that.
Full disclaimer, you can do what you like with me. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, because basically I want to get on telly so much, so I'm just going to sign my life away.
Well, these people are
desperate, aren't
they? I won't even read it. You know.
So I bought in TV, and we're not on that segment yet, are we?
Well, no, we may as well. Get on with it.
Let's
crack on. So have you... Are these Married at First Sight programs, like the bit that it was started in Australia, didn't it?
Yeah, they're the best ones.
And they have an American one.
I mean,
are they all now stuck in the same vortex of despair because of what's happened over here?
Yeah.
It's affecting it all over the world, is it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because probably people are now looking into it and saying, have we got the same issues? Has anything come out from any of the other countries?
I think somebody was saying something about the UK one, but I don't know about where
else
it is.
Well, we know about the UK one. That's
yeah, but the
started.
Australia one was...
It was the UK one when they had the problem, isn't it?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they do it in the States. I'm sure they do, but yeah.
Anyway,
it's done.
Luckily, I've never seen it.
Can I tell you what I've been watching?
Go on.
I watched on Netflix... Love on the Spectrum, which is fantastic. Really fantastic. And
is it factual?
Yes, yes. It's these couple, they're all on the spectrum
autism.
And then all falling in love. And it's so cute. It's
lovely.
So lovely. You've got to watch it. Because, and also The Assembly. Binge that.
The Assembly's
absolutely.
Brilliant.
Oh, that's
I've seen a couple of them.
That's
very
gone
good.
Stratospheric since we
boosted
it. Yeah,
we don't get no money for
I
it.
I just
but
watched
yeah.
the Rylan one. I watched that the other day.
Yeah,
that
I have
good.
Seen a couple
it's
that are very
On Netflix, I watched Ladies First. Have you seen that with Rosamund Pike? And it's a film with Sacha
Baron Cohen. Not my cup of tea. Saw the trailer.
Because it's on Netflix.
It's been slaughtered.
Well, as men, you probably wouldn't want to watch it, but
it's
you should. Because
no, no, but Loney,
I liked it.
I read a review of it in The Guardian, and they completely trashed it.
Yeah. Oh, well, I liked it.
They
I
said the humour was
clever.
So 1990s and so passé.
Like backwards film.
That's what they said, yeah, honestly. Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed it.
Oh, okay.
I watched it on the Eurostar.
I was on Netflix, and I watched The Kylie documentary.
Oh, that's fantastic, isn't it? I watched it.
Three-part Kylie thing.
I can't get my head around how you can be Kylie and 58 years old.
Yeah. Well, it was very good. I mean, did you like it?
I didn't think she came across brilliantly.
Oh, I thought it.
I thought she was all right. I just thought it was really sad, just obviously how much she loved Michael Hutchence.
She really did, didn't
she? And he absolutely
quite
broke
loved
her heart.
Him myself.
He broke, yeah.
Well, we said before, if we had to sleep with a man... It would be him.
It would be him.
He's the most charismatic.
I think we did that in previous episodes. You obviously don't remember.
No.
He's the most charismatic frontman I've ever seen in my life, including with some of the huge bands. He was amazing.
Yeah, he was amazing.
He was just amazing. But yeah, she was obviously just heartbroken and never really got over it.
And the third one that showed that she had cancer again.
Yeah. Yes.
It was good. It was a good documentary. I enjoyed it.
And I thought it was very good how she showed how she sort of broke away from Stock Aitken and Waterman and wanted to do her own stuff, partly because of Michael Hutchence sort of pushed her in that direction.
Right.
But it was good. I didn't think she came across that exciting.
No.
But it's a great story to tell.
Yeah.
And Jason
and
Donovan.
Obviously, there was history with Jason Donovan, wasn't there? Well, I knew that there was something, but I hadn't realised.
Because I actually watched the Michael Hutchence documentary where he goes into a bit more detail. And I mean, Jason Donovan, he said he was just heartbroken. He basically said, I'm in a car with my girlfriend who meets Michael Hutchence and we get invited to a private party. So they have to drive to where the party is. And he said, I'm just going in a car knowing full well that my girlfriend is going to get off with him at the first moment she can take. And
my
she did.
God.
And she's going to leave me for this bloke because, let's face why wouldn't she? Mm. Why wouldn't she? And he said it was literally like his heart breaking in slow motion.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was really sad.
That was interesting.
And he can laugh a bit more about it now, but like I said, a few years ago with Michael Hutchence, he's obviously a bit cut up as well, as you probably would be.
Oh, I'll have to watch the Michael Hutchence documentary.
Because, you know, I read a few bits and... I haven't seen the documentary, but I read a few bits and pieces about Kylie, and what I find mind-boggling is her sort of... You know, when she sort of disappeared from fame slightly and then came back with spinning around and can't get it out of my head. This is like 26, 27 years ago.
I know. That's horrible.
And to me, that's still quite a recent kind of
song. But if you think about it,
she's
so... You've got to be so famous to be simply known for one word.
Mm.
Kylie.
Yeah.
Mm.
Beyonce. You know, sort of, you know, Madonna.
If her name was Deborah, she'd have to use her second name. Nobody else was called Kylie.
Oh, can I tell you a funny story? They're talking about
blimey,
names.
Okay.
Sorry, it just reminded me.
This better be good.
Oh, God, now I've really started.
Pressure.
Come on. There's not many Ilonas in the world, is there? I wonder if I can talk about this.
But of the ones there are,
there was one
special,
wasn't there? Go on, carry on.
So I work in a maternity ward and we had a patient, a mum, who was in labour called Ilona. And I was like, oh, my goodness, don't often get this. So I was chatting to her and then she was with her husband and everything. Anyway, AJ was visiting his mum, who was round the corner on a ward because she'd fell and broke her pelvis. I was working and beavering around the ward, what have you. And then suddenly AJ decides to come to buzz into the ward. And he has to say who he's coming to see. So he's saying, I'm here to see Ilona.
Oh, right.
So the midwife's letting him in. And then they say, oh, yes, and tell him the bed number. So he's walking towards. And they're thinking, he's a bit old. Surely her husband's in there with her. So this poor woman is in labour, panting. Luckily, I come out of a side room and see AJ walking down the ward. And he said, they sent me that you were down on this bed. And I was like, no, it's a different Ilona. So that it was very funny. So I managed to stop him in time.
I wandered in there. She's got her feet up and stirrups and everybody else.
Poor girl. But
so that, to squeeze your bum or something.
It was very funny.
My mum is also in hospital at the moment. She's been there for a couple of weeks in East Surrey and she's been moved wards, so I went to see her on Friday and I went to this new ward, so I get buzzed in and I said, oh, hi, I'm looking to see Janet Simmons, I'm her son Stuart. So she says, oh yeah, she's in room four. So I walk in and I walk into room four, which is a single room, and this woman there who clearly is not my mum, I said ah. And I said, that's not her. And this nurse said, yes, it is. And I said, no, I'm telling you, I've known her for quite a number of years. Yeah. That is definitely not my mum. And this woman goes, no, I'm not his mum. I'm not his mum. And she's this little woman who's like, might be wrong here. I don't want to admit I'm wrong, but I might be wrong. So he did.
So have you been watching?
Yes, I've got a recommendation. Because I've got no Netflix, Disneyland or whatever.
Twins.
All my recommendations are terrestrial telly. Anyway, me and Spag, we've been watching 2 weeks in August.
Yeah.
It's a little 8-part mini-series.
I found it very uncomfortable.
Yes. Very middle class. Yeah. It's full of intrigue.
They're all wankers, aren't they?
They're tossers. Yeah.
I can't wait to watch this.
Okay. So eight people.
It's a drama.
Eight people rent a villa in Greece, and it's two couples and some singletons. One of the guys is gay, and so on and so on. In the first,
they were all at uni together, weren't they?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. In the first episode,
not all of the partners necessarily, but they are a group of university friends.
In the first episode, one of the characters there gets a little pipette of magic mushroom juice, yeah, of which everyone has a few drops, which leads to a very tumultuous evening, shall we say. And then the two couples who are there, a man from one of the couples ends up snogging a woman from the other couple. Ooh. and intrigue and delight, yeah, and middle class angst follow. And
it's really hard work watching it, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I've watched it till the end now. Yeah. I quite enjoyed it. It's nice watching.
I thought the interesting character that came out with it was Jess, the one who's the friend of the gay bloke.
Yes, the older
because
woman.
Because she's the one who goes around saying, you know, if you need to talk, you can sit near me. Like, she's everybody's friend. And yeah, actually, she's really unhappy in her life and she just wants to gossip and stir things up.
She spilled the beans, didn't she, about the snog.
She actually, you know, you come and tell me everything, and then a minute she's told everything, she's then off.
And as soon as it got out, everything turns to shit. Yeah. And each successive episode is things turning to shit.
Excellent.
More and more.
Well, I watched two yesterday so that I could.
It's good fun. Yeah. And I don't normally have the attention span to watch an 8-part series, but I've watched this all the way through to the end. And it's good fun every episode.
Conflict.
It's all about middle class bollocks.
It's
conflict.
All about conflict.
Exactly.
When you have to write it, you have to write conflict.
That's right. Yeah. Conflict. So watch that.
Look at that.
Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. Watch that. So we're going to have a quick break and a quick conflab, and then if we like Martin enough, we might come back and do his quiz.
So, welcome back, dear listeners. Whilst I explain to these three village idiots how this quiz is going to work, which
cheek.
Is called Older or Younger,
Posh,
please go
truth.
And get yourself a pen and paper. And guys, have you all got your sufficient writing?
I have a nice pen instrument given to you by my children for my birthday.
How very lovely.
Thank you, children.
Oh.
The rules are very simple.
Yeah.
I will name two people. You've got to say which out of the two is older than the other.
Okay.
For that, you will gain 2 points if you are correct, okay?
Yeah.
You will get a further 2 points if you can accurately guess or know the age of each individual person. So there's a potential of 6 points up for stake in every single question.
Can you have 1 point for getting within 2 years?
No. Stop making up the rules.
Now you're pushing it, son.
I'm the quiz master.
Oh, right.
I'm in charge.
So we've got to guess A, who's oldest, and B, a guesstimate of their age.
Yeah, for both of them.
Okay, all right,
so there we go. Are you ready? Quick fire now.
How many have we got?
Oh, we've got 15.
15. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
No?
I'm just getting a new page. Thank you.
Okay, yes. Here we go. All right, older or younger quiz. Number one, Harry Styles, Louis Tomlinson. So jot them down. Who is older out of those two? And have a guesstimate at their age. Harry Styles.
Where's Hannah Simmons when you need her?
Louis Tomlinson.
Right, I'm guessing.
Happy? Yeah, you're going to be guessing. Some you might know. Number two, here we go. Greta Thunberg, Millie Bobby Brown, out of Stranger Things.
We're looking for the oldest one.
Yeah, always you look
older. So Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg, Millie Bobby Brown. Such a cheat. He's looking at the back of my pad. I hate you, Stuart.
Oh, hang on.
2 points deducted for Stuart. Whatever he gets, he's minus two.
No, it's just point for initiative.
I think I'm going to be guessing all of these.
You mentioned the age of Millie Bobby Brown, but I don't actually know.
Yeah, but I'm doing really well on question number one, so I got 6 points.
You're definitely minus 6 points now.
Oh, my God.
Right, question three. Come on, back on it.
Why don't you have Lemmy and Filthy Animal Taylor on there?
No, I'm liking these.
Well,
ones.
Exactly, Spag. We've gone nowhere near that. Good. Right, question three. Angelina Jolie.
Oh,
yeah. Brad Pitt.
Oh.
Mm. All right. I think.
Yeah. Hope you're playing along at home, listeners.
Their third son, or their third child, has now wanted to change their surname.
Distance
themselves.
Yeah. Really? Has it all gone terribly wrong?
Yes. It's not great in Hollywood there for them.
I think she's. Okay.
Mental.
And then he. Utterly mental?
Yeah, she's bonkers, isn't she?
Number four, famous Cockney, Dick Van Dyke.
Right, yes.
And Mel Brooks. Quite often, they're not many years apart, these two people. I'll give you that as a little clue, okay? Dick Van Dyke, Mel Brooks.
Famous Cockney. I thought you were going to say Danny Dyer.
Ray Winston.
He's famous for the worst Cockney accent ever produced on film, isn't he? In Mary Poppins.
Yeah,
Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
It was awful, but brilliantly awful. Number five, Ringo Starr.
Yeah.
Sir Paul McCartney.
I reckon.
Are you all there?
No.
Come on, speed up, Loney.
I thought that these were going to be people who are much more further apart in age.
Oh, really?
I think he's got it very close on purpose.
Right. I've made it craftily close.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you know the age of one of them, you're going to have a fairly good shot one way or the other.
Or you might.
In my humble opinion.
I'm not going to criticise because I have not a go at Loney for that.
Lovely.
All the time, don't
I? Number six, here we go. Donald Trump, Bill Clinton.
Oh, that's a good one, that.
Thank you. It is a good one, actually, for reasons that will become apparent. Maybe that's a clue.
Okay.
Did you know that apparently I'm owed £2,487 for Miss Cell Car Finance?
Are you?
Apparently I am.
The man who least needs the money.
Excuse me, that's my front door.
You're joking.
That is his front
door. You can't leave. You're in the middle of a quiz.
What we'll do is we'll just
pause
it there for a minute.
Stuart's back. Apparently it's far more important for him to answer his own front door than it is to participate
Someone
in this quiz.
Someone just gave me a huge envelope of £2,497 in cash.
Fantastic. Right, here we go. Number eight, Britney Spears.
Oh, hang on, what was number seven?
This is number seven.
Yep.
This is number seven.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga. All good?
No.
No.
Come on, hurry up, you lot.
Okay.
Number eight.
Oh, it's tricky.
Robbie Williams and the aforementioned Kylie Minogue. Spags are on a winner here because he's already mentioned her age. Number nine, David Hasselhoff.
The Hoff.
Yeah.
Richard Branson.
Oh.
Okay.
I think we should add up all these totals, work out how much we were out in total, and that's the winner.
We can do that as well.
I think
but
you should
then
just
that's
play
getting
the
complicated. That would probably be beyond you three. Number 10, you'll like this one. James Corden.
Hang on, I'm being very rude to my wife on text.
Oh, for goodness sake, just don't hang on.
James Corden and Psy. Whoop'em Gangnam Style.
Oh, I see. Yep. Right, okay.
Well, fine.
James Corden and Psy.
I have no idea how old Psy is.
That's
but
brilliant. No. That's what I was hoping.
Nor me.
Or even James Corden.
Number 11.
Who's supposed to be a massive dick in real life, isn't he?
Who? Yes, he is. Mm. Apparently, massively so.
Apparently, according to our lawyers.
Yeah, no, he is. Number 11, Ed Sheeran, Adele.
Hmm.
I'm just guessing.
I'm guessing. I'm trying to think what her last album was called.
21.
Okay. Yeah. Number 12.
Hang on. Stop.
Oh, my goodness.
What is he trying to work out?
He's trying to work out what her last album was called, now long ago it came out.
I see. That'd be a bit... If you get this right, Stu, you can have your 6 points back.
I'm getting those 6 points anyway. You can have those 6 points back
if you get Adele's age right. That's the only thing that will get you those 6 points back. Number 12, my mate, Dustin Hoffman,
yeah.
Jack Nicholson. Yeah.
Oh.
Crikey.
Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, so many guesses.
Okay.
This is tricky, yeah.
Well, there we go. And number 13, my king, your king, our king, King Charles III.
Yep.
And Camilla, supposedly
Camilla
queen,
Parker Bowles,
the consort of Charlie. So Charles III and Camilla. Their ages, please.
We should all know how old King Charles is, but I don't.
I've got no idea.
And lastly, I'm holding one back for a tiebreaker in the unlikely event of a tie. So you're going to get 14, and this is your last question. Macaulay Culkin and King Jong-un. If you get this right, I will just love you forever.
How old is the king?
Right.
Okay. So we're quick scores now.
Oh, God.
And who is older, Harry Styles or Louis Tomlinson?
Harry Styles.
Incorrect.
I got Louis Tomlinson.
Did you?
Yes.
Lovely. And how old is he, Loney?
I put 36.
Not quite.
I'll put 34.
Oh, 2 points for Spare.
Two, even though lovely. I got the first bit wrong.
No, yes, you can still get points for the exact age.
So I get two for...
You're being correct about Louis is older than Harry.
I don't get any because I couldn't read it properly. Because I said Louis was 32.
How old is Harry? Anyone?
32.
Is that what you put?
I put 32.
No, because you I didn't. I guess because
32.
You told us just to put the older one.
For Harry. 32 for Harry.
You,
I put 36.
You told us to just put the older one.
No, I didn't.
I said ages for both of them.
Oh, no.
So you better start.
32. I said 32.
Then
didn't
2 points
I?
For you.
Okay.
And Loney, you get the full six because you were correct.
No, I got him as 36.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I got Harry
four
Styles
points.
32.
So oh, that's great. Four points.
4 points.
4 points. So now we know the scoring system.
Okay,
and Spag's
well,
rushing
to
write
to
in
put
names
an,
for everyone.
I'll put an age in before you get to
Yeah, please yet. Do. Okay, number two. Who's older, Greta Thunberg or Millie Bobby Brown?
I reckon Greta is older.
Correct.
Two
for Stu. I put MBB.
Did you?
I put Millie Bobby Brown as well.
She's younger.
23.
Okay. What, for Greta?
Yes.
Two points for Stu. He's on four.
I put 25.
I put 21 for Greta. No.
And I put 22 for
Thing. So I didn't get any.
Is she 22, Millie Bobby Brown?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I got that.
But I've...
Stu's just got six. I can't believe it.
But on nearly all of mine, I've just gone like... Because I reckon you've gone really close on
I have,
all of them.
I have.
So
and
I've
I did
only got a year
that.
Or two.
I did
so
mention
I did
that a few questions in. Number three, Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt.
I think Brad Pitt is older.
I've got Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt being older.
What?
I put him at 66.
Oh, sorry, you're quite right. Sorry, I was getting mixed up. Yes, Brad Pitt is older.
I think he's 63.
I've got 63 for Brad Pitt.
66.
You're all wrong. He's 62.
Oh.
So, how old is Angelina?
I put...
55.
57.
58.
She's
50.
Oh,
is
no
she?
Way.
Yes.
No way.
But Brad Pitt's the oldest, so we get 2 points
you
for
get,
that.
You all get 2 points for Brad Pitt being the oldest. Number four, Dick Van Dyke, Mel Brooks. Who's older?
Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke.
How old is he?
I think he's 101.
101.
He's 101 in December.
But we all get
so he's 100.
One.
Unlucky. How old is Mel Brooks?
99.
Yes, he is 99.
Oh,
sod it. Ringo Starr, Sir Paul McCartney.
Hang on, you're going very loud. Fast.
Oh, sorry.
Hang
he's
on.
Getting very excited.
Okay.
I put Sir Paul McCartney as the oldest.
Incorrect.
Oh. I think, Ringo. I've got Ringo 85, Paul 84.
Ooh, 4 points. Ringo is 85.
Paul's 83.
Paul McCartney is 83.
Oh.
Close, but no cigar.
Nothing for that.
Nothing for me either.
This is a googly, this question. Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, who is older?
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
I think Bill Clinton's older.
Incorrect.
Oh, really?
Trump is older, but
I've got Donald Trump at 79.
So did I.
Yeah, I got that right.
Bill Clinton at 80.
Oh, no. I got 82.
This is the googly. They're both 79.
Oh,
but
I
Trump
82
is older by 3 months. So that was a bit of a...
So 2 points for 79.
Bit of a tricky one. I was surprised that they were almost the same age. Right. Robbie and Kylie.
No, you've missed out Brittany and Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Sorry, you're quite right, because I changed the order. Brittany and Lady Gaga.
I think Brittany is older.
Correct.
Yeah.
2 points.
And I've got her at 44.
I've got
2 points.
Oh,
more.
No, means I've got the ages wrong.
So how old is Miss Gaga?
I put 41.
Oh, you're so close. She's 40.
Oh. I have Brittany at 46 and Lady Gaga at 44.
Lady Gaga.
So I get... Lady Gaga. I'll get
jack shit.
2 points.
Oh, dear.
Brittany being the oldest.
Lovely. Back to what I thought was the next question. Robbie and Kylie.
Kylie 58.
Kylie's 58.
Yeah, she's older.
She is older.
Robbie 57.
4 points.
I've got 54.
No.
57.
52. No.
Yes. Loney's hit the jackpot with 6 points.
You know that.
Is she going to win this one?
I guessed it.
David the Hoff Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
Richard Branson. Who's older?
I've gone Branson.
I've got Branson's
correct,
older.
Correct,
I put Branson's older.
You're all correct. 2 points. And who... So how old is Branson?
83.
82.
Oh, you do him a disservice. He's 75.
Ooh. Oh, no.
So how old is the Hoff?
Well, 79 for the Hoff.
I put 79 for the Hoff as well.
I put 76, 83.
He is 73. Hoff is 73. Branson is 75.
Nothing for anyone.
Nothing.
Then.
Two for me. I only got it that he was older.
James Wanker.
Oh, yeah.
Corden.
Sorry. Branson's the oldest.
Yes.
Oh, I'll get 2 points then.
Yes.
Yeah.
James Wanker, Corden, and Psy.
Allegedly.
Who's older?
Psy.
Yes.
Yes.
I got Psy.
Psy, I've got 46.
I got 51.
No.
61.
No, 48.
Oh. Therefore, I've got 44 for.
Not therefore, but how old is Mr. Corden?
44.
I put 46.
No.
47.
Yes.
I had 48, but I'm only guessing, so I'll get 2 for that.
Right.
2
for that.
And
did you have Sire's older, though?
Yes.
You get 2 for that. Right. Ed Sheeran, Adele. Who's older?
I was baffled by this. I've put Adele as older.
I've put Adele as older.
She is.
I have put her older.
I'll put her at 38.
Correct.
Oh, that's a bit low.
Did you get that right?
Yes, because I worked out that it's... Her album's 21, and that's 15.
I now have to give Stuart the 6 points that I docked him at the start.
Yeah,
and then...
So, Ed Sheeran...
Ed 35?
Yes.
Oh, I get 6 points.
Get 6 points.
Lovely.
And so does Stu.
I got two for Del being older.
Right? Yeah. No, I got four.
Oh, four.
Four.
Okay.
I got Del right, but I got Ed Sheeran. I thought he was a couple of years older.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. My mate...
This is a tricky one, this.
My mate, Hoffman, and Jack Nicholson. Who's older?
We've had two Hoffers here.
Yeah.
I've got
Jack older? As oldest.
He is.
Jack.
Yes,
yes, he
Jack
is.
Jack is older.
You've all done that. Well done.
Yes.
How old is he?
83. 84.
6.
86?
Yes.
He's 89.
Is he?
Yes. So how old's my mate?
I've got 83. 82.
No.
I got 81.
88.
Is he?
Well, wow. Older than you think.
Unbelievable.
No, yeah.
I can't believe that. Nothing there then. Oh, no. I've got Jack as oldest. That's 2.
So King Chesa Charles... And Camilla the consort.
She's older.
She's older. How old is she?
I've got 79.
I've got 78.
79, 78.
You can't change your mind.
You can't say 79, 78.
No, I've got Camilla at 79 and Charles at 78.
Well, she's older. Wrong on both counts.
Oh, well, I've got 77 for the king.
77 for the
you're
king,
right,
78 for Camilla. So I get
another
6 points.
So I get 4 there.
I get two because Camilla is older.
Is Loney going to win this one?
I don't
Last think. Question.
So if she does win, she's going to get all smug again, isn't she?
Yeah, well.
I'm rooting for Loney.
Thank you.
Well, it's obvious.
That's nice.
Macaulay Home Alone Culkin.
And Home Alone
and
2.
King Jong Un.
Now this I just.
Who's older?
I've got Macaulay.
Yes.
Likewise.
Oh, I haven't.
And I have him at 44.
I have him at 45.
Yes, I've got 40.
Oh, I have 44.
And I've got 41 for...
I've got 44. I've got 43.
Yes!
Oh,
Stuart's taken another 6 points.
I didn't get that
two
at
there,
all.
Bugger.
Right. Add up, dear listeners. Whilst they're adding up, I can let you know that Spag has to stick his tongue out of his mouth whilst he's adding up. It helps him concentrate.
32. Quiz of the week.
That's a very good quiz.
Quiz of the week.
36.
36, 36 for Loney, 34 for Spag.
Put that right up your pipe.
what did you get?
44.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you? Yeah.
Shall I dock him the 6 points?
Yes, definitely.
Makes him 38. Does he still win?
Yeah, sadly.
So I will dock them 6 points.
And that is still sponsored by Magnum.
His whole time looking at celebrity gossip pages, and that's how he knows it. Good quiz.
Very good quiz.
Good playing, pals. Good playing.
Excellent quiz, people.
Yeah, I enjoyed that, actually. That was much better than I thought it would be.
Yes, it was.
I enjoyed it, especially because I won again.
Yeah.
Listen, everybody, we've gone on for an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, my God. But no one will listen.
It is only once a month. So hour and 20 minutes. We might get Alex to knock it back to about an hour and 15 with, because I always pull it apart slightly so he knows where the breaks are. So there you go. So we better say goodbye.
We better do one.
Sent off then, haven't we?
Cheerio.
Cheerio,
so
people. Have a lovely month.
In a month's time. Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye. Pots Happy Hour was recorded in the United Kingdom and is fully owned by Stewhead Publishing Limited, whose owner is an absolute bellend.